Being close to the bicentennial, Argentina, as any other country, admits having gone through good and bad periods in the scientific field. The last 60 years, for example, this represented a stimulating period, with a growing impulse towards biotechnology, nanotechnology, and the technologies of information. The creation of the Ministry of Science, Technology and Productive Innovation, the repatriation of scientists, and their local achievements with international projections. In our history, the de facto governments have despised and pursued scientists and researchers. During the last military dictatorship from 1976 to 1983, those scientists who did not leave the country were murdered due to their political ideas. 10 years before, another military government interrupted the investigations of the School of Exact and Natural Sciences. It had been in that institution that in July 1966, the authorities, teachers, and students had been punished and imprisoned, giving rise to a period of interventions of national universities. Important investigations were interrupted. Teamworks lost their identities, and thousands of scientists and researchers had to go in exile. Those valuable scientists were hired immediately by neighboring countries such as Brazil. At present, we can talk of investigators distributed in different universities throughout the country. Many were for the CONICET, others for the Atomic Energy Commission, known as the CNEA, and others for the Applied Investigation State Corporation, known as the INVAP. Where satellites of investigation and communication, as well as nuclear reactors, are constructed. It is worth mentioning the exchange of scientists with other countries and the international cooperation reflected in an endless number of bilateral and regional agreements with the European Union, for example. When we mention dark periods of science, we refer to the fact that these conditions do not match. As per physicist and philosopher Mario Bunge, there cannot be a realistic scientific policy within an economic, political, and social vacuum. Bunge still added that to make a scientific policy possible, the latter must be part of a national project of integral development. Houssay, the creator of CONICET, added that even if science is universal, scientists, writers, legislators belong to a nation and must work for it. Lino Baranhão, the current Minister of Science and Technology, supports Houssay's words, since promoting science, techniques and investigation is a key element for a country to defeat poverty and stagnancy. Domingo Faustino Sarmiento, educator, legislator, and president of Argentina, fostered the progress of science through its own preaching in favor of teaching and the creation of schools. In 1869, Sarmiento invited American astronomer Benjamin Athop Gould to Argentina to install an observatory to survey the austral stars. The observatory was inaugurated in 1871. Sarmiento said, "Man must resign to create a nation or belong to a civilized people if he does not take part in progress and in the movement of the natural sciences." After a promissory period generated from the May Revolution in 1810, and consolidated after the independence in July 1816 and until 1829, Argentina fell into stagnancy. It would require new energy as from the mid-19th century, only to lose prominence once again in 1890 in the fields of pure science and investigation. Economic publications and entities did not follow the same fate. It was a period in which public works increased, mainly the railroads, the capital sewage system, and the harbors. The Argentina before 1890 had not been able to incorporate the idea
of a scientist as a professional.
The scientific activity as a profession would be institutionalized, with Bernardo José, by the mid-20th century.
The military coup of 1930. There arose a group of military industrialists interested in relating the defense of access to technology, and a sector of the scientific community decided to create the Argentine Association for the Progress of Science.
In 1943, a new revolution faced the productive sector and the industrialist military, with the academic sector interested in the freedom of investigation, independent from the state, which entailed the rise of important institutes of private investigation. During those years, many scientists left their own countries, moved by wars and persecutions, and decided to settle in Argentina. Today, a remarkable referent of science is biochemist and immunologist Gabriel Rabinovich, who investigates the development of direct therapies to combat cancer. He works at the Institute of Biology and Experimental Medicine. Proud of having developed his entire scientific career in our country, he has just been appointed foreign member at the United States National Academy of Science, created by Abraham Lincoln in 1863. Rabinovich, who's 47, is the seventh Argentine scientist recognized with that distinction since the year 2000 to this date.